It is time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Our guest this morning for Green Visions is Cedar Lechner-Reilly, and she is with the Minnesota Public Interest Research Group here on campus. That's IMPERG. Cedar, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Minnesota Power put out a 25-year power plan, and they didn't include a lot of renewable energy. Did you touch base with Minnesota Power directly to find out why, or where does IMPERG want to go from here to kind of address that issue?
So what happens is, since Minnesota Power is the only power provider for this area, the Public Utilities Commission sort of helps out making sure that, kind of controlling Minnesota Power, basically. So Minnesota Power released that 25-year plan to the Public Utilities Commission, and now there's going to be a comment period where citizens can send in their comments to the Public Utilities Commission and say, hey, I don't really think that we agree with the 25-year plan very much. We'd like less coal, more renewables. And then the PUC collects all those comments, and if it sways enough people there, then they can say to Minnesota Power, we'd like you to release a new 25-year plan, and then the cycle kind of goes over. So what IMPERG is doing is we are collecting comment cards so that once the comment period opens, we can send them all over to the PUC and hopefully make sure that we can get as many voices heard as possible.
So you're actually working a little bit in advance trying to get folks to comment. How are you reaching people at this point?
Well, IMPERG is working on campus. We're doing some tabling and asking people if they'd like to sign a comment card. And we are also going to classes. Our spring kickoff meeting is soon, so we do little class presentations to tell people about that. And in that class presentation this semester, we are also bringing with those comment cards, talking a little bit about the issue, and asking students in the classes if they'd like to fill those out as well.
Do you have any plans at this point to partner with some of the many, many concerned organizations that operate in the community? I realize that that can be kind of a challenge. Sometimes it's kind of an insulated environment here on campus, but there is such a wealth of folks that are concerned with energy issues in our community that perhaps if you partnered with them, you folks could be kind of working together.
Yes. Well, actually, on this issue, we are partnered with the Sierra Club. Yeah.
Fantastic. So what does the deadline look like for this project? What is the timeline? Not deadline. Timeline is the word I was searching for. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not actually completely sure if the comment period, I don't think it's open yet, but I'm not sure when it's going to open. Sometimes they don't announce it until it's, pretty close
to the time that it's closing.
Yeah. It's not very clear to the public. So it's a good thing that we've got these other organizations out there, like the Sierra Club and other ones that'll help the general public be aware of that comment period. But it's definitely something that we're going to be working on for a while now, because if Minnesota Power does release another 25-year plan, then the whole cycle starts over again, and we collect more comments if we still don't think there's enough renewable or if there's something else we'd like to say about the plan.
Cedar, if folks want to get more information about IMPERG and about this project in particular, is there a website that you could recommend to people?
Our general IMPERG website is actually for the statewide organization, so it doesn't have too much about what we're doing right now here at Duluth, but if they could stop by our office in the Multicultural Center, Mariana, our organizer, is there most of the time, and so are other members of MPRIG, and so that'd be a great place. We've got resources there. We've got, you know, paper resources, pamphlets, all the like. If they'd like to fill out a comment card, we'll have those in that area as well. Just all that. The MPRIG office is a great place to go for that.
Sounds terrific. Cedar, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
Cedar Lechner really joined us this morning as our guest, and she is a member of the MPRIG group here on campus, the Minnesota Public Interest Research Group. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.